在复活节、受难节，我们听一个百听不厌的道理。
So every time during Good Friday and Easter, we share this evergreen message.
刚才我们也读到。
And we have read just now.
这个就是上帝给人类的福音。
This is the gospel that God has given
us. 那福音是什么
？What is this gospel?
就是神来到地上为人死了。
That is God came on earth to die for humans.
然后他三天后复活。
And 3 days later he resurrected.
就死了又复活。
He died and he came back to life.
然后他显给很多的人看。
And he revealed himself to many witnesses.
所以证明这个是历史性的一个真实的事物。
To prove that this is a historical event.
真实的发生过。
It has truly taken place.
那是你不信的话，你问他，你问彼得，你看那个500个人看过耶稣复活，你问他们。
If you do not believe, you can ask Peter. You can ask the 500 eyewitnesses.
因为很多人不能明白，为什么死了会复活，这是什么意思
？Because many people cannot understand what does it mean by dying and coming back.
你们知道吗？以前我读圣经的时候呢，为什么圣经很多的字都是讲死的
？In the past, when I read the Bible, I wonder why the Bible mentioned a lot of.Death.
然后我们华人最不喜欢这个字是不要讲死啊、
And to Chinese is a taboo to mention death.
啊，那耶稣为什么要死
？So why did Jesus have to die?
然后我有一天我就翻开圣经，我说：“上帝，你应该是活的嘛。
”So one day when I read the Bible, I ask God, "You should be alive."
神怎么会死
？How can God die?
那你的死跟我有什么关系
？And what has your death got to do with me?
我不要死嘞
，I don't want to die.
然后呢，我又翻开圣经的时候，我看到耶稣来的时候，他讲生命。什么是生命
？Then when I read the Bible again, I realized that when Jesus came, he talked about life.
他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
我来了就是要给人生命。
And I came to give humans life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And so that they can have it to the full.
然后复活在我，生命也在我。耶稣这么说。
And Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life."
如果你打开圣经的话，不但是死字，那个生命也是一直出来。
So when you read the Bible, it's not only mentioning death, but also a lot on life.
耶稣来到地上的时候，好像随便是个生命，生命，生命，都是生命，就是给生命，给医治，给能力，对，给生命。
So when Jesus came on earth, he kept giving life, healing, and power.
那全部给给给给到最后呢，死掉。
And he kept on giving until eventually he died.
那为什么要这样啊
？Why has it to be like that?
我就明白了。
And I understood.
原来。他死了，他的生命才能来到我们的身上。
When he died, then his life can become.
所以，他给人的生命不是你70年、80年单单在地上活着的生命。
So the life that Jesus gave us is not merely the 70, 80 years of earthly life.
70-80年活着的生命，你知道这个是有限的，是会结束的。
You know your 70 to 80 earthly life will come to an end.
人来到这个地上，呼吸的第一口气，就是要结束他的生命而走下去的。你呼吸到完了，就是死了。
When we came on earth with our first breath, it's for us to live to the last breath when we die.
所以耶稣他最终要死。
So eventually Jesus died.
他的生命能够给我们这将要死的人。
So that he can pass on his life to those of us who are facing death.
原来神要死。
So God wants to die.
才能把生命给我。
Then he can give us his life.
然后我再问，为什么神要又三天后复活？这是玩一个游戏嘛？因为又要复活了啊。
Then I ask, why does God have to come back to life after 3 days?
那他复活代表什么？跟我有什么关系
？And what has his resurrection got to do with me?
他复活是要告诉我们，死亡是不能困住上帝的。
And his resurrection is to tell us that death cannot bind God.
上帝是绝对不能死的。
God can certainly not die.
上帝是有永能的。
God has eternal power.
他为人的罪死了之后，然后又复活。
After dying for the human sin, he will come back to life.
然后特别他要战胜那个死亡的，他是怎么战胜
？And how can he have victory over death?
他是要用死来战胜死。
He has to use death to overpower death.
这什么道理啊？我不太懂。
What kind of theory is this?
好像太极啊，好像你用死来战胜死。
It's like Tai Chi.
好像就是这样。
It's like you have to win death with death.
这是一个属灵的奥秘。
This is a spiritual mystery.
你不要死，你非要死不可。
You don't want to die, but you still have to die.
对不对？但是你用死来战胜那个死。
But you can use death to overpower death.
这是只有上帝能够做的事情。
And only God can do that.
他才能把那个生命赐给人。
Then he can give life to humans.
赐给你和我。
To give you and I.
所以叫我们今天我们真信耶稣的人，其实我们。不怕生命结束的那一刻。
So those of us who truly believe Jesus, we are not afraid of our last breath.
所以为什么甚至有时候我们有病的时候，我们还是有希望
？So we still have hope even when we have illness.
因为这个身体结束了，还有。
Because when this physical body ends, there's still further.
我们在这个地上失去了什么？我们知道过后是会得，并且得的更无限的。
Whatever we lost on this earth, we know that we will receive more later on.
这个就是耶稣所带来死而复活的福音。
And this is the gospel that Jesus bring on death and resurrection.
所以凡要得着生命的会丧掉生命。
So those who wants to have life will lose life.
凡要自我实现了，要活出反而他最后最痛苦。
Those who want self-actualization, eventually they are the most miserable.
然后但那跟主一同死的，他要跟主一同复活。
But those who die together with Jesus will live again with the Lord.
他因信主，所以他失去，愿意失去的，最后他会得到更多。
Because of his faith in God, he lost something, but eventually he will receive even more.
这就是基督信仰最伟大的死而复活的道理。
This is the greatest truth of.On the Christian death and resurrection.
所以你复活节来到教会的时候
，So when you come to the church on Easter,
你能够听到这个福音是很有福的。
You are very blessed to hear this gospel.
因为全世界的人他们都要得。
Because everyone in the world they keep wanting.
他们因为得不到而痛苦。
And they are very miserable because they cannot get it.
然后到最后得到了，发现不是自己要的。
And eventually, even after receiving it, they realize it is not what they wanted.
我们只会听到人说，我不知道我要什么，我只知道我不要这个，我不要那个。
People always say, I don't know what I want. I just know what I don't want.
因为他们不明白什么叫在主里面死。
Because they do not understand what is meant by dying in the Lord.
你才能在主里面活。
Then you can come alive in the Lord.
今天最后的话，我要祝福你们。
So with final words, I want to bless you.
你们知道吗？在这个世界最幸福的人。
Who is the most blissful person on this earth?
像刚才我们读到的这处经文，使徒保罗他说什么
？Like the scripture we read just now, Apostle Paul, what did he say?
他说，因为他相信了基督的死而复活。
He said because he believed in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
他所以我天天冒死。
And so he faced death every day.
什么叫天天冒死？
What is him facing the risk of death every day?
就是我来到地上以前，我以为我是为了要得而来的。
That is in the past, he thought that he came to earth to receive, to get.
自从我看到耶稣，他来到地上，他是失去一切的。
Then ever since I saw Jesus, he came on earth to lose everything.
他是为了失去一切，甚至自己的生命而活的。
And he lived in order to lose everything, including his own life.
所以保罗说，我今天天天冒死。
And so Paul said.Today I face death every day.
为了得着将来跟主一样的荣耀的复活。
In order to receive the same glorious resurrection as our Lord Jesus.
所以你天天冒死吗
？So are we facing death every day?
什么叫死
？What is meant by death?
我们基督教讲的死是什么
？What is the death that Christians talk about?
就是你信了耶稣之后。
That is after believing Jesus.
耶稣把你带到最荣耀、最幸福的人生。
Jesus brought you into the most glorious and blissful life.
就是叫你不要再为自己活。
Such that you no longer live for yourself.
你的生命的那个真正上帝造你的自我的潜能要发挥出来，是你要死的。
In order to fulfill the potential that God has given you, you need to die.
那你的生命、你的时间、你的精力、你的一切的一切，交给主，这个就是死了。
You need to commit your life, your time, every resources you have, and that is considered as death.
不是为自己活，乃是为主而活。
No longer living for yourself, but for God.
为着祝福你旁边的人而活。
In order to bless people around you.
你跟你的配偶在一起，不是你要爱我，你要 serve 我，不是这个。
So when you are with your spouse, it's not you telling your spouse you need to love me, you need to serve me.
我为你付出。
But I sacrifice for you.
虽然你有情绪，无私的爱你。
Even though sometimes you have emotions, I will love you selflessly.
那反而最后你得到他一切的爱了。
And eventually.You will receive all the love of God.
有时我们教导我们孩子，我们没有办法，我们不懂怎么教。
Sometimes we do not know how to teach our children.
我们就告诉他，在这个地上最重要的，你要认识神。
We only need to tell our children the most important truth. You need to know God.
爸爸妈妈只能把最好的，我能懂的，我告诉你。
Parents can only give you the best.
但是只有上帝能够祝福你。
But only God can bless you.
然后你把它交给主。
And then you commit your children to God.
你会发现你的孩子长大之后很奇妙的一个人带领他，他会成为很杰出的孩子。
And you realize as your child grows up, a wonderful being will guide him.
我在养育我的孩子的时候呢
，As I raise my children,
我一直跟我自己说的，不要为了他们，只有一生为了他们。
I keep telling myself, do not live just solely for them.
上帝把他们给我，叫我认识很多其他的孩子，懂得也因为养育他们。懂得也祝福其他的孩子，了解其他的孩子。
God has given me my children so that I can understand other children and can bless them.
有些孩子呢，不会读书的，叫他来我的家，我师母教他们读书。
Some children that are not so good in their studies come to my house, my wife will teach them.
我的孩子呢有 PSLE 的时候，我说你的朋友真的很迷茫的，不懂的，来到我家，我们教他读书。
When my child is doing the PSLE, I ask her to invite her PSLE friends who are very lost.
我的孩子都好，都过了。
So my children all passed the exams.
你们明白吗？这个叫死了。
So that is considered dying.
圣经有一个原理。
The Bible has one principle.
我最后跟各位讲这一个最重要的原理。
I will share with you this most important principle.
主耶稣说，一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，就不能结出很多籽粒了。
Jesus said, if a grain of wheat does not die and fall to the ground, it cannot produce many seeds.
对，一个 seed, 一个籽粒。
So one seed.
这是一个有什么？给你吃也吃不饱。
Even if I feed you with one seed, you will also not be full.
能做什么？没有用的。
What can it do? It's useless.
多么渺小。
It's very small.
好像人的生命多么渺，在永恒里面多么渺小。
It's like human life is so minute in eternity.
但是这个 seed 掉在地上之后呢，生出来死掉了，它一定要死。死了之后，新的生命出来。
But this seed has to die, fall into the ground, and it can produce new life.
也成为一个树。
It becomes a tree.
它能够结果子，喂饱很多的人。
It can bear fruits to feed many people.
它能够给人遮盖，那个树叶。
Its leaf can cover people.
它的树木可以用来就是用柴、用烧，能够做纸张这些东西。
The stems can be used as fuel and also make paper.
各种的东西能够用。
It's a lot of uses.
就一个小小的 seed.如果我们要讲自我实现，什么叫自我实现？
If we want to talk about self-actualization, what is it?
这个世界的人只有懂我要得。
These people, the people of the world only knows they want to attain.
哎呀，我像一个 seed, 我要多得十个 seed, 啊，你来给我。
I'm just like one seed, I want to get 10 more seeds.
十个 seed, 你吃也吃不饱。
Even if you have 10 seeds, you also cannot be full.
但是你的潜能就在于你死了。
But your potential lies in you.